Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Okay, guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. It's the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a friend over to watch an episode of the show, and then we really pick it apart piece by piece. Now, today's guest is a lovely gentleman by the name of Damian Fahey.
Hello.
Did I say your last name right, by the way?
What'd you say? I wasn't listening.
Fahey?
Fahey's right.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Is that like super Irish?
It's very Irish, actually. Okay. Yeah, I think it's actually pronounced Fahey. But
in Ireland?
Yeah.
But here it's...
But here in America, it's pronounced Fahey.
Okay.
And that's how I pronounce it. So
I did it right.
You did it right.
And the episode that we just watched is called Teen Line. And the original air date was September 26th, 1992. Now.
Jesus.
Yes.
That was so long ago.
Yes.
And it looked so long ago.
Yeah, you can tell it's very long ago.
I probably haven't seen an episode of Saved by the Bell in over 15 years.
But you watched it growing up,
oh,
right?
Yeah, religiously.
Are we close? I just turned 35.
I'll be 34 next month.
Okay.
So we're right in the same window.
Totally after school watching this.
Absolutely. Okay, coming home and watching it. And I like I said, I haven't seen it in so long. And the first thing I was like struck by was the opening credits and nostalgic those are.
Oh, and the graphics.
Those fucking took me. They take you right back.
Oh, completely.
Right back there.
All those neons.
Yeah. Basically, like the art direction was just like make it look like a Trapper Keeper notebook.
Yeah, totally. Right? Like Lisa Frank style.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you got like Slater, like, you know, lifting weights
and shit.
You get who they all are based on.
You immediately know what you're getting into.
Exactly. Yeah. So
okay. Well, you just give me like a short synopsis of the whole plot.
Okay.
And then we'll like really go beat by beat.
Okay, well, the first, it starts out with Zach coming down the stairs in the hallway of Bayside, and immediately he establishes himself as the alpha male in Bayside. There is he's coming down the stairs, there's a nerd on the side of the stairs next to the trash can eating a sandwich over the trash can.
Yeah.
And Zach hits the sandwich, hits his hand, the nerd's hands, grabs the sandwich, and eats the nerd's sandwich.
So you know who's in charge.
So automatically, he's a dick.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, he's a total dick.
Yes.
So you know that. That's established. He then...
Well, first, overall, we just got to say, like, the plot of what happens. Like, that it's just, like, the teen line.
Oh, right. It's a teen line.
Yeah.
It's a teen... Well, they want to start a teen line because...
But then it runs out of money...
Right, they might run out of money or whatever, and they want to help teens, and it's like a whole...
And he dates a lady in a wheelchair.
He dates a lady
in
a wheelchair.
And so then to raise money, they have a wheelchair basketball game.
Yes.
And he becomes like obsessed with wheelchair advocacy.
right. and is a dick about it.
Yeah, he's a total
so that's like
dick
the whole
to this person
overall
in a wheelchair.
Thing. Yeah,
but
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like not aware that he's a dick.
Yes.
He's not
he thinks he's doing good.
Right.
But he's
by
being
pointing
a total
out that she
dick about
is
it.
Disabled
yes,
to everyone
like every second.
Everyone he meets and doesn't meet. He's just like, "Hey, over here."
Totally.
She's
exactly.
in a chair. Her legs yeah. don't work.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like, you don't do that.
So that's like the overall thing.
Right. And she wants to be treated as a person. That's
yes, as she should.
Yes.
So, but yeah, you're right. It opens with him establishing his Zachness
yeah.
by just straight up like eating this nerd's lunch
being a dick.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Being an early 90s
yes.
dick.
And then walking off like, aren't I cool?
Right.
And it's like, no, that was a dick move. You ate that guy's sandwich.
Yeah, and your jeans are far too high to yeah. be acting like that.
So then, but then he goes into Belding's office.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, you're late to the meeting. And I'm like, what's this meeting for? And yet again, it's only that crew on whatever committee this is. It's only Zach
Slater,
Lisa Screech, and now Tori.
Tori, right.
That's it. No
right.
other kids yet again.
Again, right. There are no other children
to be on whatever committee
on,
this
on
is.
This committee, right.
But then Belding says, oh, hey, we're here to meet about, like, the senior class chooses a community service project every year.
Right, right.
So let's pick what we're going to do. And then that's when...
I have in my notes here, Slater acts cool. I forget what he did, but he like did something very cool.
That sounds about right.
And
I love
see.
That note. Slater acts
Slater
cool.
Slater acts cool. I actually wrote that down.
Well, he...
Tori suggests the teen line.
Slater acts cool is when he goes, what's the community service project? And
right.
Slater goes, I'll date some babes that need dates. Like, that's his
yeah,
community
yeah.
service.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'll date some babes who need dates.
Yes. And then it's like, oh,
and then
thank
Tori's like,
no.
hold up, yes. hang on a second. And she has a leather jacket on and
totally
like lesbian jeans.
Hey, you guys.
And she sits down and she goes, this is what we should do. We should have a teen line. And everyone's like, okay. And you're like, this is so firmly planted in the early 90s. A teen line.
I mean,
nowadays, it'd be laughed at by children.
Oh, my God. Like, all they would do is prank call
just
it.
Just prank
That's
call it.
That's all they would
yeah.
do. Yes.
And so...
well, she suggests a teen line slash yeah, rap room.
What is a rap room again? I didn't understand
Which
that.
Was like, teen line, you call if you want to be anonymous.
Right.
And rap room, you would go into the room and, like, talk face to face.
Oh, okay.
Which is even more ludicrous. Like, no teenager would do that. Like,
no.
Can you imagine?
Like, you're so ashamed of things that are normal
yes.
as a teenager.
Yes.
Like, I'm getting taller and I feel
yes.
weird about that.
Or, like,
Let
I have
alone,
a zit or whatever.
I have
yes.
identity issues.
Yes.
I don't know, whatever it might be.
Can you imagine
so,
this? Where did you grow
flawed.
Up?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
But imagine in your high school. Like, that's another thing I like to do on the show. Just imagine your high school is like, hey, guys, hey, students.
Yeah.
We got a rap room.
Right.
If you want to go to room 308. If you got your problems and you want to talk
way,
to another teenager about
well, that's
them.
The thing. Not even tell adults
no.
who are specialists in
yes.
like, hey, I think I might be gay.
Yes.
Possibly that could have happened.
Yes.
You know, it's talk to another
other
student.
Students.
By the way, talk to a student who stole a nerd sandwich.
Yes.
And open up to that guy.
Yes.
No.
So it's like, if you want to go to room 308, the six or I guess five now coolest kids in the school.
Right.
The six popular kids
yeah.
will hear about your problems.
Exactly.
Zero kids would go to that.
No kids would
you
go.
You would just get your ass kicked.
And,
like, imagine going to Zach Morrison being like, Zach, I need some help.
Right.
Like, yeah, like you were saying, like, I think I might be gay.
Yeah.
That they'd be like, faggot.
Yeah, right,
like, that's
exactly.
all it would be. Like,
yeah.
no one would help you.
Yeah, no.
They're other teenagers.
It's a terrible idea, and
so
the writers
terrible.
Should be ashamed of themselves.
So terrible.
It's really off to a bad start.
I mean, teen line is barely okay, but yeah, the idea of a rap room of people doing it face-to-face never happened.
Never happens.
But of course, they're like, that's a great idea.
But let's roll with this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, I do want to point out that this is the second time Zach has manned a teen line because, like, ages ago, there's an episode where he starts one in his bedroom to make money.
Oh, okay.
But they don't, I mean, so he should have immediately been like, yes, I'm experienced at this.
Well,
I started one in my bedroom.
When Tori brought it up, he
yeah.
should have said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He should
have
been like, I've already run
like,
one.
What? Tell yes. me more.
Yeah.
And, like, leaned in, like, to, like, you know, oh, Zach's listening to her now.
Exactly.
He can't just say, what's that about? He
yes.
has to lean in
yes.
and be like, I'm a person listening, like normal people listen,
yes,
and I'm leaning
exactly.
in and holding my ear.
When
toward
he should
you.
Have just immediately been like, I've already been the CEO of my own teen line
right,
in my
CEO,
bedroom.
Yes.
If you'll remember a few episodes back,
right.
I ran at my bedroom with Screech and Lisa.
Right.
But he doesn't volunteer that
he didn't
information.
Do that. He didn't do that.
Yeah, so they go, of course, that sounds great. Let's totally do it.
Right.
So the next scene is they are in a classroom, and this is a thing that you and I also couldn't figure out. Like, I guess they're skipping a class to do this.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Because they never say if it's like after school or during school.
I'm assuming it's after school, right? You can't skip a class to
do
this, I guess?
Don't know either. I don't know if it's a project that like counts as part of a grade for something.
In my high school, it would have been like, there was like a club. It would be like a club
after school that
you take care of.
But yeah, so they're just in a classroom. They're all, you know, sitting in front of phones.
Right.
And also, this is another thing I kind of love about any TV show, really, that does anything like this, is that, like, as soon as they're in the classroom, like, Belding's like, okay, time to start the teen line. And it's like, as soon as he says that, the phone rings.
Yes.
And so the idea of just, like, whoever's calling knowing the exact time it starts.
Exactly.
Like, 3 p.m., calling it up.
Right.
Like, I just love that.
Yes.
Because, you know, they'd really, the truth is, they'd sit there for like an hour with no calls.
There'd be no calls.
It wouldn't just be the instant,
the
like,
whole
ringing
show
off the hook.
And they'd be like, this is a bad idea. No one wants to talk to the most popular people in school because this is a flawed premise to begin with.
How great. That's the whole show. It's just them sitting with crossed
like
arms.
Sitting there just like waiting
silence.
For a call. That would have been a good episode.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, you guys, this is a terrible idea.
Right. But alas, a phone does ring.
Yes.
And Zach goes over to it.
Yes.
And I've never seen anyone pick up a phone cooler.
You said that you're like,
Zach.
Look, he's cool at all times.
He's cool at all times.
Answers the phone.
No matter what he does, he hit the end of the phone. It's one of those old
phones. He like
early
picked
90s
it up.
Phones.
And he like did this thing with his hand where he like picked it up sideways
he, like,
or some
held
shit.
It, like, it, was, it looked uncomfortable.
Like, he was like, sup.
Like, it looks like it's really uncomfortable to be cool.
Right.
It's like a lot of effort to be that cool. That seems very uncomfortable.
He worked hard at it, though. He's Zach Morris.
Yes.
He got it down.
So he picks it up.
Yes. And at that, the first phone call, though, he goes, no, this is not Ling Chow's Pizzeria. And
Ling
the reason
Chow's.
I wrote that down is because that's not the name of any pizzeria.
Ling Chow's Pizzeria sounds like the worst pizzeria.
That's a gross place to get pizza.
It's disgusting. It's like, there's one in L.A. It's called, I think it's called Tang's Chinese Food and Donuts or something like that.
Yes.
Have you seen that? It's on Cahuenga.
It's so weird that you bring that up because we were just talking about it the other day at work because apparently it closed or it's going to close soon because
really?
It's like people do heroin in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That it's like a known heroin front.
Well, there you go. So that's what it is. Well, it's the worst name for
Have you ever eaten there?
Never.
No, I never would either.
And there's another
equally
awful. And
plus, we're spoiled for choice with donuts here. There's one on like every corner.
There's donuts everywhere.
Yeah.
And you don't need to put donuts with pizza. And
but
then
see,
there's also asparagus pizza in the same complex, which is also equally disgusting.
Wait, that's the name of the place?
Asparagus pizza.
Shut
Who
up.
Who wants asparagus
Wait, where is this?
And pizza combined? It's like, off of Cahuenga by like Yucca. Yucca and Cahuenga, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah, you can see it. All you LA people... I'm sure
you know
about
pizza,
it. Asparagus
pizza, but the Tang's thing makes sense because there's one thing. When I moved here, that was a thing that really kind of blew my mind because I'm like, I've never been anywhere with more donut places per capita.
They're everywhere.
And they have to be front. Now I'm like, they're all heroin fronts.
Yes.
Like, they're all fronts for something.
They're all fronts for, like, Armenian mafia.
They have
like,
to be.
Because like
nobody
that.
Eats that many damn donuts.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway.
So, Ling Chow's Pizzeria, that's not a real place. That sounds super gross.
Right. And also a kid called up and pranked, right? That's the idea.
They should have had way more pranks to make it more accurate.
Yeah.
But you're right. I'm sure that was a prank. Now, okay. Here's where I'm going to get into it.
Yes.
Because, of course, the overall moral of this thing is like, be nice to people who are different than you.
Right.
However, I've said this before, how this show picks and chooses... Like, of course, I think they chose a lady in a wheelchair because that's such a universal, like, of course, don't be a dick to somebody in a wheelchair.
Right.
But then, as Lisa's next phone call demonstrates, like, she gets a phone call that's presumably from somebody who's overweight, who's calling to be like, hey, I'm real bum because I'm overweight. And she makes fun of them. She just totally makes fun of them.
What did she say? Oh.
Well, because she goes, well, she handled it completely wrong like I never would. I you know, obviously I didn't hear what the other person
right.
on the other line was saying.
Right.
But from what I could gather, like Lisa picks up, she goes, oh, I bet you don't really weigh that much, or I bet you're not that heavy. How much do you weigh?
Okay.
Which, first of all, you wouldn't ask
No,
that.
You don't say that.
Like, I don't think you'd ask that at all.
Right.
That has
because
to be in the teen line, like, handbook. Yeah, because she goes, how much do you weigh? The person says. And then she goes... She's like, oh my God, like you are overweight. Like just basically
she
confirms.
She lowers her voice to a judgmental tone and is like, you're a great big fatty, basically.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're disgustingly fat.
Completely. Like that's completely the tone
of
it.
Already off to a terrible start.
Yes,
this teen lines, it was a terrible idea.
Totally a terrible idea. That person needs your help and you're judging them.
Right. Is opening up. It is being vulnerable and you're
And the, yes, you're totally shitting all over
shitting
it.
Shitting all over them.
Now, but that's the thing is that, like, they play that for a joke, though. Like, there's, like, laughter under that.
Right,
where
right.
it's like, haha, it's cool to make fun of the fatty, but
the
then they move on.
The audience is laughing at that, yes. aren't they? That's so yes. weird. Yeah, back then it
but
was like...
But then when the lady in the wheelchair comes in, they're like, oh, reverence.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, but it's right. okay. So it's okay to make fun of fat kids.
So we had gotten to not making fun of people in wheelchairs, right?
Yeah.
At that point
oh, well,
in
no.
the early 90s.
No, no, no. Oh, in the, oh,
in the early 90s, but fat people are still game.
Fat people are still fair game.
What else? The
nerds
are still fair game.
Like
yep.
that, exactly. Ate the yeah. nerd sandwich, and that's like, look how cool he is.
Right, right.
So it's like totally
like,
make
I
fun
like
of
that
nerds,
guy.
But don't make. Yeah, it right. just they totally pick and choose on that. So yeah, Lisa's like super mean to this overweight lady. Basically calls her fat on the yes. phone, and she called for help. And okay, the next one trips me up hard because it's a kid. The kid comes in person.
Yes.
I forget the older brother's name, but he comes in to talk to Screech.
I don't know if they even said his name.
I don't, yeah.
yeah.
But his advice, quote unquote,
yeah.
is, I hate my little brother. Which, that's what he comes into the advice room to get. I don't,
yeah,
where
he goes
is advice
the problem
that?
Is, the problem is I hate my little brother, right?
Yes.
And he's always like playing tricks on me and
right.
like being like, he's a real Oh, this kid, he's a real troubled kid.
He's a rascal.
He's a real
kid.
Rascal.
Yeah.
yeah, he's a total rascal.
But it's never framed, like the guy just goes, hey, I hate my annoying little brother. Like, it's never like, my brother and I have a very difficult relationship.
Right.
How can we repair it? Right. It's just like, yo.
I don't like my brother.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
like my brother.
I hate my brother, which it's like, welcome to teenager dumb.
Everyone who has a brother hates their brother. Every brother hates their sister. Every
yes.
sister hates their brother.
Yes.
It's just a,
so that's just
that's
like,
what he should have said.
Business as usual.
You're a normal person.
Yeah.
Leave. There are people who are suicidal who need to be talking to me. And by the way, Screech is wearing Sinbad's shirt at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, totally,
I'm not sure if you know
totally.
This, but it's ridiculous.
But
it's
actually,
billowy and airy,
oh,
and it looks
like
a blouse.
A 10XL shirt.
It's
minimum.
So big.
But you're right. Okay, the suicide thing, I know I'm jumping around, but that's exactly what I wanted. Those would be like 98%
you
of the calls.
Think. Yes.
I mean, teenagers, that would totally be it.
Right.
And of course, like you said, they shouldn't be calling other teenagers saying that. They
right.
should be calling adult specialists. But.
Yes.
Those would be the calls.
Those would
it
be
wouldn't
the calls.
Just be like, I don't like my little brother.
Those would be the calls and then pranks. And that's
yes.
it. It's like, pick it up, like, hello, suck a dick, and then hang up. You know, it's like, that would be the fucking
it's
deal.
Be, suck a dick or
yeah.
I'm a cutter.
Yeah.
Like, there's
right.
not going to be
exactly.
anything else.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. That's
yeah.
how that would really go.
Right.
But yeah, so the kid comes in. He's like, Screech, I hate my little brother. And then that's when Screech just tries to go, well, you should be psyched you have a brother because I don't. And then the guy just brings in his brother and is like, you deal with him.
Yes. And
so,
then leaves him.
And leaves him.
And by the way, the brother is young.
He's like, that's another thing.
He's
I
so young.
He's
I don't
totally
understand
young.
Why that wasn't, why the younger brother, well, I guess the older brother is at the high school, if that makes
that's
sense.
That's what I'm saying. So
but the other brother should be
in an elementary
school
or whatever.
School or something.
Like the younger brother's like, I don't know, 10 or something.
Yeah.
So he should be in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
So that also means the kid that's in high school, like,
yes.
went to the elementary school, got his little brother out
little brother.
Of high or elementary school,
right.
brought him to high school, and then was like, I'm giving you to this kid.
Right. And deal with him.
Yes.
He's not my problem.
Yes. So, because...
And by the way, this kid who's giving his brother to Screech
yes.
knows nothing about Screech.
No, not at all.
Doesn't know if he's like, you know what I mean? There's
yeah,
no
he doesn't know what he's going to do to
he
his kid.
Doesn't know what he's
going to do. Yeah. So he does that, leaves his kid brother with Screech at
yes.
the high school, and I guess presumably goes home and is like, and his parents are probably like, hey, where's Tommy? And he's like, I left him at high school.
Yeah.
I left
know.
Him with some white kid
he's
at my high school.
With. Yeah.
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 And they're like, cool, that's cool. All right, anyway, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah, right.
Like,
exactly.
Because over the course of it, it's what we're led to believe is like a couple of days that he's like living with Screech.
That's right.
I mean, we'll get to that later,
yes.
but. Yeah, so he just leaves him there, and he's like, bye. And so I tripped up on that for the reasons we just listed, because uh-huh. that is just leaving a child with another child, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's also, that's not advice.
Right.
You didn't ask advice. You just gave your brother to someone.
Right.
So that's insane. Then the next call that Zach gets is a real call. It's from a girl, and he immediately starts hitting on her.
Oh, he immediately, the second she starts speaking, he's
yeah.
incredibly horny.
He's just like, you sound beautiful.
Yeah, he's like, you sound so beautiful.
Yeah, and she's like, what? Okay, well, I'm actually trying to get advice. Which,
right.
this is, again, not advice in the way that, her advice is, she's like,
what was
how
her
do
problem?
I trick my parents? She had too early of a curfew.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So she's like, how do I stay out later without my parents getting pissed?
Right, and Zach's advice was to set the clocks
yes.
back.
Yeah.
2 hours.
All the clocks
all
in the
clocks
house.
In the house. Yeah.
Now, again, that's not, I mean, she's asking like an illegal
Well, 2 hours is quite an amount of time. It's, I mean, that's also like you have to that whole thing depends on the dumbest parents in the universe.
Oh, I mean, completely, like, because they would be like, "Hey, it's still light outside," or "It's getting dark," even though it's 5 p.m. or whatever. Yeah, like, of course, your parents wouldn't fall for it. But that's also like, that's not advice. That's like, how do I stay out later than like the age of whatever? Like, you know, most places you have to be in a certain time if you're like 16 or whatever.
Right.
So she's like, my advice on this teen line is how to sneak out of my house, essentially. So he tells her, but then, you know, he's like, "You sound super beautiful."
Yeah.
And then he asked for her name, which I think in the beginning, Tori had a clipboard and was like, "Here are the rules."
Yes,
and
it
was like,
never
no hitting,
ask for the names.
No asking
Everyone's
for names.
Everyone remains anonymous.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And so he breaks the rules because he asked for her name and hits on her and then decides to meet her. He's like, "Oh, you sound really hot. Do you want to meet at the Max tomorrow?" And she's like, "Yeah." Which you pointed out. Sight unseen,
he's going completely on voice.
Yeah.
And then, which is weird, because then he's completely shocked to find out she's in a wheelchair later at the Max.
It's like, dude,
you don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
And these people don't know anything about the other person on the end of the phone.
Totally.
No one knows anything about anyone.
No one.
No one should be talking to anyone else.
No one. Also, the concept of a blind date seems like something zero teenagers would do.
Yeah.
Like, did you know anyone in high school who went on blind dates?
No. I mean, if it was a blind date, No. At least saw the person.
Yeah.
Like, a picture, at the very least.
Yeah, like, you didn't
know...
And then
you went on the date.
Nothing about them. Also, I think... because he's like, "How come I haven't ever heard of you before?" Or whatever. And she's like, "Oh, well, I live in Malibu." And he's like, "I live in the Palisades. I live, like, 5 minutes away."
Right.
So I would even think they go to, like, neighboring school. I don't... I know every city is different.
Yes.
But I feel like... you kind of even know people in other high schools.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know people that go to your rival high school.
Right.
You know of them.
You know of them.
There's not a lot. When you're a teenager, it's not often you meet, like, a total stranger. You
right,
know what
like
I'm
a
saying?
Completely new person from, like, the town over.
Yeah. Because you would at least, like, know people that know them, or you're like, "My parents know them."
But that's putting logic to this episode,
well,
and that's
we
probably shouldn't do that.
But yeah, so he goes on a completely blind date.
Completely blind date.
Yeah.
At the Max.
Yeah, at the Max.
Which, by the way, I noticed the Max looks like basically like Pee Wee's Playhouse, like the door and everything. It's
oh my
like,
god!
It's
actually,
so, like,
it does
I
like the big
that.
Red door and
yeah,
everything.
It's ridiculous. It's like unbelievable. But Zach meets, she's already there. She's seated early.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a little bit of a trick,
like
I think, on her part.
Yeah.
I mean, she is in a wheelchair.
It's a little bit of a trick.
But if I was in a wheelchair, I might want to show up second.
Right.
After
and
someone,
be like,
and be like,
"What's up?" Well, I don't know. I could see it being, maybe she's anticipating. In her defense, I bet she's dealt with a lot of Zachs.
Now,
where
wait.
It's like, "All you do is you talk about my damn wheelchair."
The goddamn
gives
wheelchair,
a fuck.
That's all you, yeah.
So maybe she is trying to, like, preemptively.
Right.
Just kind of not spring it on him.
Maybe that's
or
what
I don't
it
know.
Was.
Maybe, I don't know.
But he also entered, she was facing camera, which means, and he walked behind her.
So he
which means
seen it.
Unless
that's
she,
true.
She, he would have seen it. He would have seen the wheelchair.
That's right. He wouldn't have just been like, "Did they get new chairs at the Max?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden he's like, see, "Oh, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, does works
just
a little
game.
Just
immediately does that. Like,
and then she's like, "Oh, did she suggest the jukebox?" Or is he like,
he's like, "Come look at the jukebox."
Yeah, come look at the jukebox.
Right. And so when she wheels over to look at it, he turns around and he goes, Whoa. You're in a wheelchair.
Yes.
He says that exact sentence.
Yes.
Whoa, you're in a wheelchair. Now listen. I've been a teenager. You've been a teenager. I know we're not, like, champions of tact at that age.
Right. And it is a shocking thing to find out
if
someone
you don't know
is actually in a wheelchair.
But
it's shocking.
Like, I feel like common human decency, you would at least, like, you know to not yell that in their face.
Right. And you'd be like, "Oh, wow, she's in a wheelchair. I did not expect that. Oh, okay. Well, you know, she's really great. And we have a lot, you know, I really
like
her."
Just, you wouldn't. Yeah, I just can't imagine, again, even at my dumbest teenagery, like, not having any manners point of my life,
would
I
never
still
say
feel
that
like I
person.
Wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know?
Oh my god, you're in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
the way
you
he says
that
is shocking.
Shocking.
So yeah, of course she's like, "Yeah, I am, deal with it." And then the
Why
next
didn't
scene,
you tell me you were in a wheelchair?
Thank you.
He blames her.
Yes. Thank you. I wrote down that exact same thing.
God.
Because as soon as they move into the table,
Zach
he says that.
This makes the eating the nerd sandwich pale in comparison.
Oh, completely. So he totally kind of angrily is like, why didn't you tell me?
Hey, you should have told me, like, which, you're like a
fuck
cripple.
Fuck you, dude. Yes,
like,
totally.
Like, that's basically what he says.
Which it's also, I'd argue, it's like, well, no, none of you told each other anything. You
right.
guys met
right.
for this date based on the sounds of each other's voices, and
right.
that's it. Like,
right.
you didn't even know she had brown hair or whatever else it is you're supposed to know.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so he's like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, well... I mean, if I were her, I'd be like, because I don't have to fucking tell you.
Right.
But she's just like...
Because I just assume people are decent.
Yeah.
And accept everyone else as
yes,
human beings.
Totally. So, but she's like, well, sorry, I don't want to scare you or whatever.
Yeah.
So then he's like, okay, I've got a booth over here. I just noted that because he said I reserved a booth because that's just more evidence that these kids have like all this power over the Max.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because it's a restaurant. Again, it's like if you go to a restaurant, a 16-year-old's like, can I reserve a booth? They'd be like, no.
No.
Like, what are you talking about?
Where are your parents?
For you to sit over here and drink soda and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. So
but they do get a table or a booth or a table, right?
Right. Or
a booth.
And he goes over there and this is not to derail it, but this is what I was tripping on too, is that okay, so they've never met.
Right.
Ever. Like they've never seen each other.
Never.
So she doesn't go to Bayside.
Mm-hmm.
She I guess goes to a neighboring school. So that also made me think like how did she get the number to the teen line?
Hmm.
Like did they just It opened, like, the next day. So how did the number... Did they just go put up flyers at, like, other high
Maybe,
schools?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, that's me being really, like...
Maybe they did put up flyers.
Yeah.
Let's give them that, at
okay.
least.
Okay. Because I was just curious, like, how did she even get the number?
Right.
So then everybody else walks in, like the rest of the crew walks in, and he's like, hey, meet my friends. And then, of course, is immediately, like, instead of just being like, hey, this
oh,
is...
Oh, wait, can I take you back just
of course,
really quick?
Of course, yeah.
Because I have a note about this.
Yes.
Zach asks her how she got that way.
Oh, my God, yes!
How did you get that way?
Yes!
Get that way.
Again, making her the other.
Oh, my God.
Making, yes, it's shock.
And
I...
she goes bungee jumping.
Yes, she
and,
makes a joke.
And she makes a joke, and he's not laughing.
No.
He's like...
And
that's
I,
fucking terrible, and you're a weirdo. Like,
yeah.
He thinks she's so
he
gross.
He can't... I can't believe... If I'm this girl, I would have left, like, 3 questions ago.
Absolutely.
I'd just been like, well, you're a monstrous asshole.
Yes.
I'm taking off.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
You are a monstrous asshole.
But she is so nice and, like, yeah, keeps answering all these
yes.
questions. And... So then... But, yes,
so then
the
Tori
rest of their crew
and
shows
Screech
up.
And Slater, they all show up.
And he does it again because he goes... He's like, hey, Melissa, these are all my friends. And then she's like, you guys... She's in a wheelchair.
Hey,
be
guys,
cool.
Real quick
be cool.
before we like do our like little thing
yeah.
that we usually do at
yeah.
the Max here, this chick is in a wheelchair. If your
yes.
eyes are not working right now
yes.
and you have not noticed, and just she's in a wheelchair.
Totally.
And, hey, everybody else, she's in a wheelchair.
Yes, like announcing it to the
like,
Max.
What a dick.
What a total dick.
Monstrous
and she's still
asshole.
Just sitting there like, okay, yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Right.
Like, it's just so terrible.
And yet she's still... hangs on.
Yes, she's still there. But I mean, it's Zach. He's pretty hot. I mean,
he
maybe, I,
really
maybe I would deal with it a little bit.
And he's only aged like 5 years. Like,
dude,
he still looks so good.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a very good looking
and
guy.
And he's like ripped. Also, this is a sidebar, but just for listeners, because I forget who was on. I think it was Aaron Gibson that was like, told me I had to watch the scene where he, did you watch Weeds at all?
No.
Yo, well, you won't care because you're a dude.
Right.
But just FYI, everybody, there's a sex scene in Weeds.
Oh, look out.
That's like the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
So yes, I finally did go watch it on YouTube.
And it lives
where,
up to the billing?
Who's the, what's the lady who's the lead in Weeds?
Oh,
Mary Elizabeth something, isn't that her name? Or Mary Stewart?
Oh, I'm trying to think of her name.
Mary Elizabeth?
Something like that.
Anyway, that lady, it's a scene where she's at a bar. He's the bartender.
Right.
I don't know any context because I only watched the scene, but
sure.
apparently, like, she's sitting at the bar, like, wanting to get fucked or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then, like, throws down and is, like, fucking super hot. And you totally see his ass. And
oh,
it's
wow.
a good
right.
ass.
There you go.
I don't normally care about that, but
he's
I'm on
gotta
board
be
with
40,
his.
45.
He's got to be.
He's got to be up there. He's got to
yeah.
be older.
And
yeah.
he looks, he's ripped.
He looks,
he looks damn good. So that's just a sidebar. He could get it still at
mm-hmm.
any age.
Yes.
But yeah, so he introduces her to everybody. He's a total dick again. And then the next scene is we're back at the teen line, and she's actually, Melissa has joined them. So again.
Yes, Melissa is now.
It can't
part
be
of it,
during
right?
school. Because she
no.
goes to a different school.
Yeah, this has to be after school.
Yeah.
This has to be after school.
So she's, for some reason, at their school helping out with their teen line, right?
Right.
And
Tommy shows up.
Well, no.
Is that right?
Lisa gets a phone call.
Oh, that's
from
right.
Screech.
That's right.
Who's like disguising his voice because
yeah.
he's embarrassed because Tommy, this little kid,
Hi
tied
there.
Him up.
Yeah. I have a problem.
And she's like, Screech? Screech? I don't know a Screech. And she's like, what voice is he chosen? Like, he's chosen this.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
It's like Scooby-Doo. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So he's trying to pull that voice, but of course
he's all tied up, too. It's a split screen of two people wearing the ugliest sweaters imaginable.
Oh, my God. Lisa's sweater.
It's so bad.
Is covered in, like, toucans.
Toucans.
Like, nine of them.
Like,
they're giant.
Hipsters would wear it now to, like, make fun. Like,
that
right,
is actually
like,
a thing I've talked about before.
Oh, really?
It's how we feel. Like, the way Screech is dressed, that, like, people in, like, Silver Lake
are,
like,
wearing
it.
Yes.
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 I don't. That is one thing. Look, I'm not. There are people that consider me a hipster. Like, I'm not trying to do the, like, blanket, like, hipsters suck.
Right.
But the real hardcore ones, I swear there's a contest amongst them to, like,
I think
whoever
so
looks ugliest is
right.
coolest.
Right, exactly.
Because I've seen some where I'm like, damn. Like, you're really wearing, where it's like, you on purpose are making yourself ugly as shit.
Yes.
It's insane.
It is. It's weird. I don't know why they really do work at it, too.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's like,
and by the way, like, you're 25. You're not going to be 25 forever. This is your time
to
look good and
have
sex with people.
Yes.
And because when you're 50, you're not going to be having sex with 25-year-olds.
I agree. That is my main thing. I'm like, you don't know what you have right now.
Right. You need to
stop
not throw it away.
Making it look ugly.
Right. And stop looking like someone from the 1800s selling potions out of a wooden wagon.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I fully agree with you.
Me too.
It like bums me out because I am with you. I'm like, you're going to, because I'm 10 years removed now. So I'm like, you're going to look back in 10 years.
Right.
And be like, I had that body.
That fucking beard, man.
And I should have been showing it.
Yes.
And like, I should have shaved that beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally with you. But yeah, so a lot of them would wear like these ridiculous clothes too, I
ridiculous.
Think now.
So ridiculous.
But yeah, so Screech, the kid has tied him up and they show the split screen. So it shows you that Screech is at his house because it's in his room. So that little kid
a
is
little kid
at
got
his
into
house.
His house.
Well, I think he's like full on living with him.
Oh, is that what?
So that's like another, I think that it's like the day that kid dropped his little brother off.
Yeah.
Screech came home with Tommy and was like, guess what, mom and dad? This little kid lives with us now.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you talking about, son? And he's like, look, it's a thing. I'm working on the teen line at school.
Right.
It's like a project we have to do.
And by the way, mom and dad, he's black.
He's black. It's this black little kid with the sickest fade.
He's got a kid and play.
It was tall.
Fade.
It was great.
Yes.
So they're like, this cool ass little 10-year-old black kid is living with us now.
Right.
Just to let you guys know. And then they're like, well, wait, is this a school? Why, does he have to? No, it's just because his brother came in and dropped him off.
He plays a lot of pranks on his brother.
You're
just brother's
have to deal
just
with
like
it.
Over it.
Yeah, it's a community service
okay,
thing.
Okay, cool,
we're doing.
Cool. And how old is he? He's like 8 or 9.
Do
or
his
something.
Parents know that he's here? I don't think they do.
We don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
That sounds fine.
You guys
fine.
Head upstairs. Yeah. I'll make some lemon squares.
Yeah, I'm not going to immediately call his parents or the cops.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll make some lemon squares for the two of you while he ties you up in your room.
While he ties you up, yeah.
So he calls. He's like, help me out. And then, you know, Lisa's like, whatever, Screech, click. Now, they're still doing the in-person, like, rap room part of this.
Oh, right.
Because that's when a super tall lady comes up. And I do mean lady in this case. This lady is easily my age.
She is in her mid-30s.
She's easily in her
mid-30s. And she's pretty tall.
I mean, she's pretty tall, but also, this is another thing that she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's like objectively beautiful. So it's like the only, I mean, I get that like teen guys might be intimidated, but she's like a hot
she's really
lady.
Hot. Yeah.
So I feel like even teen guys would be like, I don't care that you're tall because you're totally hot.
Right.
It's not like she's tall and awkward. Like I was the height I am now in like fifth grade. It was pretty grim. I'm like 5'10".
Okay.
So,
that is tall.
And I had a huge growth spurt. Now I was taller than all dudes, but I was also gross. I also had glasses and braces and a giant retainer. It wasn't like, oh, I'm tall, but I'm also just totally beautiful.
She looks like
she's
a Russian
model.
Like,
totally.
Who was brought over here. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's tall, she's skinny, she's got a great face.
Yes!
Long flowing hair.
Yes!
And she has like a cool outfit. She has like maybe the only outfit that's not terrible.
Exactly. That could even, you could wear today and not get clowned
right,
on.
Right.
But she's got like a banging bod. Like nothing is quote unquote wrong with her except her height.
Nothing.
But the
but she's
dudes,
got a problem.
Yeah, she's like, I can't deal. But which I could identify with because I did feel like a beast in high school being taller than the dudes. So like I get that part, but then Zach and Slater stand up and they're like, they're trying to help her at first. They're like, hey, it's not a big deal, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And then Slater stands next to her and kind of looks up at her and is like, whoa, you are huge.
Yes.
Just like Lisa did to the overweight person, like just exacerbating the problem.
Right.
Doing the opposite of what the teen line is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, geez, fucking thanks, guys. And then that's when Melissa steps in.
Right.
And is like, hey, you just got to start feeling pretty or whatever, and then dudes will believe it too or something like that. It's
she
like you're
a
different.
Magical wisdom yeah. that like is really helps the girl.
Yes. It is something like oh. embrace your differences or yeah. whatever. And so she's yeah. like, okay, thank you, and gives her a hug. And then that's when Zach goes, Zach loses his mind. Oh my God, so wise. And goes, even you see you guys.
Oh my God.
Even though she's handicapped, she can still like give good advice.
That's right.
Which, like, honest to God, I couldn't.
What is wrong? I think Zach may be retarded.
It's like, it, even though you're in a wheelchair, you can still talk.
Like, you can still, like, your mind can think thoughts
yes.
and, like, give,
yes.
like, kind of obvious advice.
Yes.
Even though you're in a wheelchair.
I just can't believe yeah, how far is, removed. I mean, I know Zach's the king of, like, white privilege, 1%,
right,
or
right.
the whole nine.
Yes.
But it's like.
Just, it's common sense.
It's almost as if he's never even, say, like, seen a movie with a differently abled person in it.
Right.
Like, he has no frame of reference
right.
for,
right.
like, anyone who doesn't
he's
have two functioning legs.
He's never met a person in a wheelchair before.
Yes.
And he's like, how
or
old?
Or heard of the concept
or
of it.
Or even heard of it. Exactly.
Yeah. So he says that it's crazy. And then he just starts, like, going nuts with, like, they, so the next thing is they're on their date. Him and Melissa
yeah,
are on
the
a date.
Movies.
And he just goes nuts with his, like, advocacy of. You know, like
he gets to the movie theater with her.
Yeah.
And he's like, he calls the attendant or usher over or
yeah.
whatever. He's like, someone was parked in the handicap spot who
yeah.
wasn't handicapped.
Yeah.
And like, he has an issue with that, which
yes.
is, of course, like, yes, that's
yeah,
something
that,
you bring up. Okay.
Totally.
Also, there are no handicap ramps here.
Yeah.
And everything is like.
Everything. And then
and
he goes,
she's feeling like she's the one that's handicapped.
Yes.
And she hasn't brought any of this up.
She's just like, please
she's,
stop
like,
talking about it. Yeah. yeah. And then the manager, he even says, like, how come she had to pay full price? She's not sitting one of your chairs.
Yeah.
And he's just like, dude. And that's double being rude and just being cheap. Like, don't be cheap
yeah,
in front
so
of your
he's
date.
He's a cheap dick.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
A cheap, rude dick.
Yes. So, yeah, and the poor girl's just like, I don't care about any of this. Like,
she's
please
like, we just watch
stop.
This movie?
Yes.
Can we just watch Braveheart and
yeah.
fucking move on with it? It's 1993,
yes,
okay?
Totally.
Jesus.
So then they sit down, and he even goes so far as, like, some dude sits in front of her.
Right.
And he taps the guy on the shoulder and goes, can you please move down? My date is handicapped. He says
yes.
the words, my date is
my
handicapped.
My date is handicapped, yes.
And again, she's like, oh, my God, I'm
and
so
the guy
embarrassed.
Does actually, we got to give him credit. He does
yeah,
slump
he does
down
slump
a little
down
bit in
a
his
little
chair.
Bit. Yeah, so he just mentions it every chance he gets. And then, yeah, so the next day, we're back at the teen line room.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Belding comes in and he's like, hey, school budget was cut. We got to cut the teen line.
Yeah, this is big news.
Now, first of all, this happens in so many episodes. Like, as far as we don't have enough money to do X, Y,
right.
or Z. Y'all are at a school in the Palisades.
Yes.
In California,
thank
like
you.
By Malibu with all these rich ass white kids.
Right.
How are you constantly.
There's plenty of money to do
this school is
you want.
Not poor.
Right, exactly. There are Lamborghinis in the parking
yes.
lot. There are white BMWs
yes.
in the parking lot.
Yes. Like, I don't know why this school is running
they
out of money.
They can't afford
constantly.
To keep telephone, like three or four telephone lines open.
Yes, yes. Like, that's insane.
None of it
to
makes
me.
Any sense. That,
yeah, so that's not true. Also, during this meeting, Tommy. Like, runs in and stomps on Screech's foot. So that means this is, like, day... We're going on day two of 10-year-old Tommy not being at home
yeah,
or
geez.
At school.
So we have a missing child at this point. There's a missing child that parents have not even
totally.
Alerted the police.
Like, even the school...
Like,
Tommy's,
it's been
2 days. Tommy's elementary
tell you something.
School.
I was in San Francisco this weekend,
uh-huh.
yesterday, and
uh-huh.
I lost my phone.
Right.
I knew within 6 minutes
yes.
that I had lost my phone.
Yes.
And I went back to where I was 6 minutes prior, and I yes. found my phone.
Yes.
There is a
now,
child
yeah.
missing.
Yes.
It has been 48 hours.
48 hours.
48 hours.
The school would have already called the parents and gone, hey, do you know your kid wasn't at school 2 days in
right.
a row?
Right.
They would also know he's not at home last night.
Yes.
He was at Screech's house.
Yes.
Yeah, like, no one has a problem with this at all.
No one has a problem.
So Tommy's at the high school. Even Belding doesn't go, why is there a 10-year-old child at our high school
no,
right now?
No, absolutely not. He's just like, yes, okay, that
yeah,
makes sense. On
totally.
To the next thing.
Yes. So he's like, hey, school budget cut. We can't have the teen line anymore.
Right.
And then that's when they're all like, what? We totally have to keep it going.
Oh, we did miss one thing.
What's that?
Slater asks Zach how the date went.
Oh.
How was it? How'd the date go?
Zach's as normal as possible.
Like,
you just
ask a friend how it goes.
Yes.
It goes on a date. What? He's offended. He's
yes.
like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
And he's just like,
I just mean, how's your all day he could go? Think,
he's just always thinking about handicap.
He's like, you mean, what's it like to go out with a girl in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
And Slater's like, no, I don't mean that, because that's totally not at all what I said. I just asked, how was your date?
Zach's insane at this point.
He's insane. He's a crazy man. He's so obsessed with it. So, but then they, when they're told they're going to have to close the teen line, that's when they're all like, they get really seriously like, you guys, we were really helping people.
Yeah.
And that, it was funny. I mean, they're really feeling it.
And have they really helped anyone?
Have they helped than helping Kathy get laid? Because the tall Kathy comes by and goes, I got a date.
And she's like, and I don't know if I'm going to get laid because I'm tall and beautiful.
Right. And it's hard for us.
Okay.
but she did get a date. So it's like they're one for five. I don't know. They did technically get her a date somehow. But they are like, oh, we're really making a difference. Like, we got to keep this going. And then somehow, I don't even know how basketball comes up. Like, the subject of basketball comes up.
Like, a lot of these episodes, it's just someone has a, like, yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? I have an idea. Why don't we have a charity basketball game to save the line?
There's yet another opportunity for Zach to be a monster, because when basketball comes up,
right,
Melissa goes, I love playing basketball. And he's like, how do you play basketball? Like,
oh, that's
super,
right.
How's that even possible?
Yeah,
you know? And he's like, and she's like, I can still do it, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then that's when Zach goes, oh, yeah, totally. Let's have a wheelchair basketball.
That's a great
charity
idea. We'll
tournament,
do this.
Like, murder ball style.
Yeah.
So, they're like, we'll have this charity thing. All the proceeds will go to the teen line because somehow we're a poor school in Malibu. So, again, they do this charity basketball tournament, but they, once again, are the only people participating. There are six players in this charity basketball tournament.
Are we at the gym now?
Only then. Yeah, we're at the gym.
We're at the gym. The world's smallest gym, by the way.
Smallest gym.
There is not a high school with a smaller gym. It's so tiny.
It's physically impossible to play any type of basketball in this gym.
Yes.
The gym is like the size of my living room in my one bedroom apartment.
And the people in the stands are like those like old like fans in the stand on like Tecmo, like Nintendo games.
Totally.
Where they're just like guys going like, go, go, go. And then put their heads out and they're like,
it's like the people on the sides in it, like Excite Bike.
Yeah, exactly. Just like they do have like three arm pumps, and then they put their hands down, and then 3 seconds later, three arm pumps.
Yes. It's unbelievable. Like on a loop.
Yeah.
And they're just holding generic like pennants.
Yes.
That are like, go team or whatever. Yes, totally. You know? Like, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and also, yeah, so there are only six people on the team. It's all those people and Melissa. It's no other characters, of course.
Mr. Belding says, so make like gum and stick around.
Yes. Oh, because they go, they're for the dance afterward. Because they have
right,
this charity thing. And that kind of tripped me up because I'm like, you're doing a charity thing to earn money,
right?
But then a dance costs money.
Yes,
like
right.
Couldn't the proceeds you use... are supposed to go to the thing, but you had to buy like
punch
and whatever
and
for the
a
dance.
DJ.
Yeah,
and
it's like what a waste of money.
Right.
So they do.
Whoever's managing the
game,
school's money is terrible.
They're terrible.
It's like this school president's just
it's
awful.
So terrible. So, but Tommy is at this thing because he somehow tricked out. Again, this is a 10-year-old child
right.
who somehow mechanically tricked out Screech's wheelchair.
Which I love because Tommy has been fucking with Screech this whole time.
That's all he's been doing.
And then one day he goes, hey, I made you something.
Yes.
And
Screech
I'm gonna help
like,
you
I
out.
Trust you.
And Screech's like, I totally trust you.
Yes.
I blindly trust you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, remember how I've only like tied you up and stomped on your foot
yeah.
and done all this? Well, this time I did you a solid.
I
gave you a turbo wheelchair or whatever.
Yes, Screech said he gave me a turbo booster that makes the wheelchair go, quote, fast as the speed of light.
Is that? Oh, right. Okay.
Useless in a basketball game. that you don't want that. You don't want to go
you
that
just
fast.
Speed past the hoop.
You don't ever want to go that fast.
Also, this, again, is a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old.
This is not an employee of NASA.
It's been now 72 hours since
this kid is missing.
Missing child.
There should have been a scene where one of the characters is drinking milk out of a carton that has Tommy's face on the side
exactly.
of it. Like, that should have been happening.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, so Screech is like, hey, I can't wait to use this turbo wheelchair that Tommy made me. So he's in on the game, too. So they're all playing the game.
Blue versus
it's all
red.
Fine.
Yep.
Yeah, blue versus red in their sweats. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So they have the game. Then it's the post-game dance.
Oh, wait, can we just talk about during the game?
Oh, yeah.
Zach is just like to Melissa, hey, are you okay?
Oh my God, are you okay?
Like all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Like keeps checking on her as if she's like actively dying.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay?
Like, can you breathe? Like, yeah. Are you fine? Yeah. And she's just
Yeah.
I'm living my life, dude.
Right.
Yeah, so the post-charity game dance happens, which again is a waste of money, but they're all there. And then that's when she comes in. And she, Melissa comes in and she starts talking to another dude, but then Zach sees her and like makes a beeline for her, and which is kind of funny because the guy, like the unnamed guy, just immediately stands up and leaves.
Oh, the unnamed guy. Yes. He completely left.
Yeah.
The guy in the bleachers.
He's not like, well, I'm talking to her. He's just like, whatever, Zach. And then he sits down to talk to her.
Oh, I want to mention one thing. I see in my notes that we missed. Tori says the teen line is back at the game. I have on my notes here.
Oh my God. I'm glad that you did say that.
And then Zach grabs the mic.
Yeah.
And he goes, thanks for coming out, guys. This is great. And then he says something about, again, over the microphone.
Yes.
Or something, you know, to the whole people, everyone in the gymnasium.
Yes.
Something about her, you know, the one person who's really in a wheelchair, Melissa.
Yes.
And it's just
Which is like,
she's mortified.
I have no words. I just have no words for...
Leave this man. Yeah. Find someone who will treat you like a human being.
Yes. He does. He announces it in front of the entire gym.
She deserves so much better.
Yes. Just to hammer it home, her otherness, which is just shocking. Yes. But I'm glad you brought that up also because when Tori announces it, she just says, it's the vaguest, most like, she goes, hey, good news, everybody. We made enough money to keep the teen line open.
Yeah.
Indefinitely? Like, right, how did you make $1 million? Like, how they don't announce how much it is or how long the teen line. They're just like, we have enough to pay phone bills for the rest of our lives.
We have the teen line. We made enough money to keep the teen line open until we need it in this episode.
Then, which is a few more minutes. So congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations to the third act of this show.
Also, look, again, I'm in favor of everyone getting what they need. I'm in favor of advice and people living their lives and positivity and whatever the fuck else.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anything more boring than watching a wheelchair basketball game.
Oh, dear God. It has to be.
Like, teenage kids are really going to clamor to buy tickets to that.
And they're all amazing.
I'm not even that into watching, like, NBA games.
Right.
So
I don't like going out.
And I guess also I'll say with six kids. It's 3-on-3.
It's 3-on-3, and they're all insanely good.
Yeah, it's just like
at one point during the game, Tommy does the wheelchair thing with Screech.
Yeah.
Screech goes backwards.
Yes!
The chair goes backwards because he's messed with it, you know, in not the way that Screech thought he did.
Yes.
And Screech has the ball, and Screech has the ball, and he's starting to go backwards, and Screech throws the ball.
And he makes it.
And he makes it.
He makes an insane, like, full court shot.
Full court shot in a matter of, like, 0.5 seconds, by the way. The cut
that
was terrible.
Happened.
Like, the ball left his hand,
and
the next shot was, like, the ball going
in. Yes, totally.
There was no, like, arc. It was
not
just in
all.
His hands, and
then
it was
and
then
it was
net.
In the thing. Yeah. But we're led to believe, like, that Screech made a full court shot.
Right.
From a runaway wheelchair.
He's already tripped over books in this episode.
Yes.
And, like doesn't know how to stand against a filing cabinet.
Totally.
But can somehow
but he's, like,
make a full court shot.
On the full court shot. Yeah. That shit that, like, Harlem Globetrotters couldn't even make.
Right.
Like,
right.
When they're doing stunts and shit.
Right.
Yeah, so that is hilarious. But, yeah, so they're like, yeah, we made all the money. Now let's go to the dance. Mm-hmm. So she comes in, and that's when he sits down. And he's like, look, you know, I'm sorry. He says... I wrote down bits and pieces because he, again, says crazy shit. Like, he goes, I guess it bothers me more than it bothers you that you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Which is just, again, it's like, what do you even fucking say to
what
that?
What does that mean? Like,
she's just like, well, I don't know what to tell you, dude, because I live with it and it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, sorry you have a problem with it.
Right.
And he says something about how he's just learning how to act around. He's like, I got to just learn how to act around you.
He has to learn how to be...
A human being. Like,
I
just, I'm so blown away by it.
Unbelievable.
I'm so blown away by it as a person who, and it even sounds tokenizing to go, if that's even a word. I hate to be like, I have friends that are in wheelchairs. That sounds so fucking fake, but it's just, I can't imagine ever acting this way around anyone.
It's so
and
rude.
Them not, like, punching me in the face.
It's completely rude.
And not being like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
And
yeah. She gives a big speech.
She gives a big
speech.
About
how she wants to be just a normal girl.
Yeah.
She wants to be treated as a normal girl.
Yes.
She's so sweet. I mean, she's given him, like,
she
nine chances
infinite
so far. Infinite patience.
Yeah.
And she's just in, and he goes, okay, and he kind of gets it at the end, and he's like, oh, okay, I get it, I get it. And he goes, want to dance? And she goes, I'd love to.
And then, well, no, he goes, she asks him. She goes, do you want to dance? And he finally goes, and he goes, even in the parting things, it's like, how can you dance, though?
Right.
And she's like, fucking, how many times have we been over this? I played basketball, didn't I?
I just did sports.
Yeah.
I can dance.
Yes, I just did sports.
It's unbelievable. This guy is such a monumental idiot.
Even to the last minute.
To the last second of the show. Yeah.
So this is one of those, this is a weird episode, but I've gone over it before in other ones where this show weirdly picks and chooses its lessons. While I know,
was this like a very special episode, or was this most of them are like this?
It wasn't billed as such. There are other episodes weirdly where they kind of touch on like racism,
right?
Or, but it's always, again, I get that it's a kid show,
right?
I get that the idea of that is to like teach a moral to kids, but it's also, it's still written by 65-year-old white dudes.
Yes, of
because
course.
Even the one, I'm trying to think. I know Burns was on it, but it was the one where they have to do reports on their ancestry.
Okay.
And no joke, Jesse finds out her ancestors owned slaves.
Oh, my God.
And so she talks about that in class Lisa.
Oh, my God. How do I not remember that?
Yeah. And then, but and again, it's done in such a way where it's like, I get what they're trying to do, but it's still crazily offensive.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, you're not really teaching a lesson.
No, they're dealing with it with like early 90s gloves, which
yes.
are like still everyone's racist.
Yeah.
The OJ thing hasn't happened yet. Like they're like, you know, the riots and like they're pulling black truckers out of and like beating them on the street. It's everyone's very.
It's still through the lens of like, we think we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, we think this is the way to go.
We think this is how you deal with it.
But there's going to be a lot.
But we're still of a generation where it was okay to openly make fun of differently abled people.
Yes.
Like, because again, this was written by like 60-year-old guys.
Yeah, right. And they come from a different time.
Right.
And so, so they're delivering their view of what's right to kids.
So it is the kind of thing where it's like, you don't, and especially now watching it with adult eyes, you're like, yeah, that's not that great of a message. Like, nothing really happens, because Zach doesn't even learn. I mean, if he doesn't get, like, any sort of comeuppance as far as, like, no one goes, dude, you're being a fucking dick.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Tori kind of goes.
Oh, she did say that?
Yeah, she kind of, because she says, hey, maybe she wants to be your friend and not your cause.
Right.
But there's no one who calls him out straight up, like.
But if
you're
a guy, like,
idiot.
He doesn't understand what that means, obviously.
Right.
If he doesn't understand, like, that a girl in a wheelchair can think, then, like,
or talk,
then he's not going to understand, like, that thing.
Right.
Now, where's Tori from? She's always been at the school, or no?
No. Now,
she came in, right? And they were like, oh, there's this new girl.
Yes, but with, like, zero explanation.
Oh,
I think
really?
The last episode I just did was the first Tori episode, and it is just, like, zero. They don't. It is like, oh, I'm the new girl, but she doesn't say I moved here from X.
Right.
I'm this. Like, there's no explanation.
Right.
Like, she's just in 5 or 6 episodes, and then she disappears.
And that's it.
And Kelly and Jesse come back.
Right.
I think that there were in real life. I think there were like contract negotiations going on between Kelly and Jesse. I think that's why.
Okay.
And they were like holding out.
Okay.
So they got Tori for these, and then I guess Kelly and Jesse came back, and were like, we'll still do it.
Yeah.
So she just weirdly is dropped into 5 or 6 episodes.
Oh my God.
So. You did, your history with the show, though, you did watch this growing up.
I did. I watched so many episodes. Like, I would come home and watch it and put the television on, like, with a bowl of cereal and just, like, Captain Crunch and if marathon's on, sit through it. Yeah, absolutely.
And you were into it genuinely, right?
I was genuinely into it. I really liked it. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
And now looking at it, you know, obviously,
you're like, wow. No, I'm the same way.
This is completely fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many elements of this that are just... It was
totally.
I can't believe I bought that. Like, I can't believe, like...
Well, like I've said many times before, when I was watching it, like, in the original run when I was in middle school, I just thought, oh, this is what high school will be like when I get there.
Yes, that's what
like,
I thought,
too.
Like,
I can't wait.
Yes.
It seems really fun and cool.
Yeah.
With zero rules for adults.
And it's just frightening.
Yeah.
It's completely frightening.
But now you watch it and you're like, oh, lots of illegal stuff happens.
Yeah.
People get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, unbelievable.
Well,
good episode.
This was a crazy episode.
Yeah.
It was a crazy, weird episode. Zero lessons were really learned by anyone involved.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes in Bayside Universe.
That's right.
Well, I thank you very much for coming over to watch
TV
April,
with me. Of course.
And your Twitter is just your name.
At Damian Fahey. That's right.
And you have like a Tumblr and everything.
I don't know. My Twitter's fine.
Do you do live stuff? You do like improv and stuff.
I do improv. Yeah. I did stand up for a little bit, but
you're a writer guy.
And then I write, you know.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah.
But so you don't have anything. You just got your Twitter to plug.
Yeah,
which is super funny and great. Anyway,
oh, thanks.
So.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. Follow me on Twitter and, okay. and, you know, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
That's it.
Well, thank you for being here.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me.
For those following along on Netflix, the next episode I am doing is called Masquerade Ball.
Oh.
Yeah, that's coming up next. So thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks, everyone, for leaving nice iTunes reviews and all that kind of stuff. I really appreciate it, and it really helps. And, yeah, I think that's about it for this episode of Go Bayside. I'll see you guys next time. Beep, 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 go Bayside!